There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't tell me how to do it. Hey, I'm back. How did it go last week? Everything went smoothly, I heard.
Yeah, I think so. We got some nice messages. Nobody called in and said they're going to, you know, boycott the show or anything. I think we kept the train on the tracks.
I did several times. You must have ignored those.
I actually have every email from you go straight to the spam folder. Yeah. So I missed all those. But yeah, you know, we didn't burn the building down. We didn't cause any riots. So for the most part, I would say it was a success. How was Disney World?
It was very, very crowded. The weather was terrific. It was a lot of fun because we, you know, had a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. And that's, I mean, 7 and a 5-year-old at Disney World. You don't want to bring a kid to Disney World much under 4. And it depends on the kid if they're mature enough at 4 to go or not. But, yeah, it was very, very entertaining. Had a good time. We stayed at the Riviera, which is a really, well, every... I'm sorry, but every hotel at Disney World is a nice hotel. You can't get around that. Yeah. No, it was terrific. It was very busy. I will tell you that. And I do like the fact that you get a Mickey, you know, the Mickey Mouse shaped head, the chocolate bar things on the stick. It's candy. It's ice cream with chocolate covering.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You've seen those, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know those were like $300 now a piece, but you know, other than that. It ain't cheap, I will tell. I'll tell you that part. It is not. Well, this is very low end.
Yeah.
No. No, it is not. But no, it was a wonderful time. Had a great time. Except the one part that I don't like is that you know, Alex and Dan and Fawny and Sage, we're going to get on the airplane to go back home, and Fawny started crying, and that's hard for me to handle. Because I'm not going to see her for a couple of months. All right, about 6 weeks, I won't see her. Mm-hmm. So that's tough to handle, watching my little baby girl granddaughter. She was not happy to be going home. I mean, she was happy to be going home, but mm-hmm. she was going to miss Nana and Bop Bop. There's no question about it. I love that about families, by the way. That's the family thing for me, because I never had that other than with my mother when I was a kid. I mean, my family, you couldn't say, look how tight that squad is. No. That didn't happen when I was a kid, no question about it. But so maybe that's why I adore it so much with my own children. Yeah, I love the fact, the bravery of my son to tell people, you know, on social media, on this show and all that stuff, that he has cancer and he's going to get it taken care of at the end of May. They think they can get all of it and he'll be just fine. You never know for sure, but it sounds like he's going to be fine, mm-hmm. which is good. But, man, he must have gotten those balls from his mother. That's what I'm saying. Just go on. Hey, you know what? I got cancer. You don't like a tough ditty.
Hey, yeah. sure as hell wasn't from you. That's for sure.
No. Well, there's no question about that. That's just a given.
And just the fact that he was able to, because he's like, oh, we're going to talk about it on the family show. I think it was on Tuesday. And he named the show Cancer Cast. And I was like, he's in a great spot mentally.
I mean, there.
To handle.
Yes.
But it's, did he talk about it, what type it is and all that?
Yeah, he kind of went into detail on how he's doing with it and that it...
Kind of what the plan of attack is, yeah.
Yeah, it's a thyroid cancer, and mm-hmm. they said it does not look to be serious, which is, I hope that's true, because you never know for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, and as an example, another close friend of mine just found out that she has to have a double mastectomy. So, I mean, that's how good and how bad it can go, man. It's just, it's really, really sad, but, you know... I was checking in on social media once in a while, checking on you guys, see how you're doing. It looked like everything was going well, and I just, Jesus, somebody's operating a floor duster upstairs. I don't know what the hell they got going up there. Like, woo, 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 woo. You okay? you're going to be okay. No, but we slog through. I mean, that's the weird part of being in the place in life where I am now. You kind of look at it and go, well, when's the bell going to ring? Is it going to be 10 years, 20 years, 25 years? Well, I mean, what's it going to be? And for each generation, to get together with three generations and do something like Disney World is a great honor. It just is. To be able to do that is wonderful.
Oh, God, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss doing that with kind of my family now that I have both my grandpas have passed on. You get together with the grandmas and stuff, and that's fun, but it's just not quite the same as, like, maybe it was when I was a kid, like, having my dad and everybody else there, too. So, those type of things are always super fun.
You know what's funny about that? You're talking about, oh, it's a very sad situation. Both of my grandfathers were the biggest pricks I have ever met in my life. Honest to God, my father's father and my mother's father. What a couple of assholes. Oh, God. I mean, it was that, I don't know, World War One thing or something. I don't know what the hell it was. But it's funny because one was just a loudmouth. And by the way, the loudmouth tough guy, my grandfather, Emil Dane, is about 5'4". So there you go. That's where it all started with Tommy. Look, there are some shorter people. And it's the average height now is for a man is, what, about 5'7"? I think it's about 5'8", maybe.
It's 7 or 8, I believe.
Somewhere in there. So, I mean, it's not that far below average.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you one thing. And it's interesting. That just popped into my head. I don't know what the hell was going on at Disney World, but I ran into, I would say, 20 to 25 men who were over 7 feet tall. I was like, Jesus, what's that? Heck, this guy, I mean, his head's this far over my head. And then I kept running into these guys everywhere I went. They were like, there must have been a basketball team or something, or I don't know what the hell they were, but there were like 25 of them. And they weren't always together. They'd roam off and do their other things. Mm-hmm. But it's so weird to be walking along and all of a sudden this guy goes, excuse me. And you look over and you look up and you look up and you look up. It's like, damn. But they were all tall and thin. There were a couple of guys who were very broad shouldered, but they were still kind of thin, you know, not a lot of meat on them.
Yeah. I'm sure there was some basketball related college event or something that was going on. Did you ask any of them how the weather was up there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the natural go-to. Like, who is it, Wilt Chamberlain, that spit on somebody when they asked? He's like, it's raining.
Yeah. He was, what, like 7'3 or something?
Oh, 7'4. Yeah, he had to be somewhere up there because he was, very, very tall.
Wasn't the tallest man ever born, I believe he died at 24, and he was like 8'11 or something?
Whoa.
That, I'm not sure. Let's see. Tallest.
The tallest man ever. He was really big. And I think he died at 24 years old.
Looks like Robert Wadlow.
Yeah.
Born in 1918, died in 1940. And let's see.
22.
8'11.
I thought it. So I nailed it. I did say he was 8'11. I got a better memory than I remembered having. And thank you very much. Great to be here.
And his shoe size, 37. Holy crap.
I got to get this one over further.
Where do you buy shoes? It's in 1918? Like, there's no...
No way. There's no way you can buy shoes that big in 18. No.
Yeah. He just buys two pairs and then, like, somehow makeshifts it so two shoes on one.
Cuts the toe out of one and the heel out of the other.
What's funny about that is, and I've told you a story before, that and I can never remember his name, the center for the Detroit Pistons that won all the titles. What the hell was his name?
Was it Bill Laimbeer?
Bill Laimbeer. That's exactly who it was. He was at the locker next to me at a golf tournament. He wasn't there. He came back later and I met him. He was an okay guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the locker next to him and I look down and his shoes, I am not kidding you, were this big. I mean, they were like size 24s, I think.
Jeez.
So think about that. You take another half of that shoe and add it on to Wadlow's shoe and it's 37. You said 37, right?
37, 36.
That's crazy.
Jeez. 3 feet of feet. I mean, that's what it is. Or 3 feet a foot, I should say.
Yeah, I say a foot.
Yeah, not a feet. 3 feet a foot. Man, can you imagine the noise that made you walking down the street? Hello.
It sounded like a stampede. There must be 12 people coming. No, but just one. Mr. Wadlow.
What would have been said in North Minneapolis if he ever came to North Minneapolis? What would they say?
God damn. Like, there's, well, yeah. No, there's.
Damn, is your Johnson that big, too? That's what they would have. I guarantee you they would have asked.
You know what they say about a man with big feet.
That's exactly right. All right, we got to take a break because, you know, Phil Mackey's going to come on. And we're going to talk some baseball, but not a lot of it because the Twins suck right now. And they got postponed yesterday because of weather. So, but I've been lucky. I've been able to watch every game, every regular season game now. It's all been on television.
That's great.
It is marvelous. Ladies and gentlemen, in addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. If you've inherited, let's say, a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, you know, my loved ones had to hide their guns. Let me just point that out. Or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim. Jim is a friend of mine. He's a great guy, too, by the way. So, and tell him Tom sent you. That's it. Well, by the way, that's become a very important thing in the business now. I didn't know it was that important as it was, but apparently you got to tell everybody, yeah, Tom sent me. That's a very big deal now. Call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. I know Jim is extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lionel Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.knlgunstore.com.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured, Bradshaw & Bryant.
I got a pal. My pal's name is Mike Lindell. You know Mike Lindell, and he is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. And as I said, you can use promo code Tom. That's kind of weird. I didn't know that got to be so important to tell them Tom sent you or tell them, you know, AJ or Tevin or whomever. That's a very, very important thing now to how the system works. But yeah, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support and to thank you. They're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. And all you have to do is use that promo code Tom. And you get free shipping on your entire order, so that's good. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. You can also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. They won't last long. That's the deal there. Six-pack towel sets, only $29.98. And take advantage of free shipping on larger items. Let's say like mattresses, mattress toppers, that kind of deal. 100% made in the USA, which is a very big deal to people like me. For as low as $99.99, everything's on sale from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. Here's the deal. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. And again, I'll be talking about this a lot because I didn't know it was as important as it is. But I get to talk about myself, so I'm very happy about that. You know what I mean? Use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 to go to MyPillow.com, and please do use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
I had that same sweatshirt on yesterday. Or is that a sweater?
It's a highlighter, actually.
Yeah. A highlighter?
I'm just wearing a highlighter. Okay, no, this is my, it's a Fruit of the Loom, like $9 lime green sweatshirt that my dad used to have. And when my dad died 2 years ago, he always used to bug me to keep his, hey, Philip, you want this pair of shoes that I'm not wearing anymore for 10 years? Do you want this blazer? So yeah, it was kind of a running joke. He'd like want to pass off his clothes to me. I'm like, Dad, yeah, I'm good. I got my own style. But when he passed away, I picked out like three different things to wear for the next few years, mostly around the house. But, you know, Here I am on your podcast today with a lime green Fruit of the Loom crew neck sweatshirt.
But see, it's a great memory for you. It's what just reminded me of my child and how wonderful it was when my dad once said to me, hey, Tom, you got a 50? Anyway, so moving forward, ladies. My dad and I were not, we were just talking about the men in my family. We're talking about my grandfather's, a couple of biggest pricks I've ever met in my life. Yeah. And then my dad comes along. He's a massive pain in the ass psychopath. So maybe that's why I'm not so fond of some guys. You ever notice that? I like all women. Some guys I'm not that wild about.
I was lucky. My dad was certainly not a saint, and he screwed up the first 40 years of his life pretty badly, but I think he kind of mellowed out by the time he had me when he was 43 years old. So I got the lucky end of his life.
I got a question. Did that trouble start with glug glug?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby. Back in that generation.
Oh, he was born in 1942. Yep. His dad born in 1908. So they were both they both had to mess around for four decades with the sauce. But oh yeah, my dad was in and out of treatment centers for 10 years. This is before he got sober, before he got married and had me, but it was bad. Yeah, he was homeless and living in Loring Park for like 2 years.
Oh,
way
my
back
God, really?
Back in the mid-70s, yeah.
I didn't really.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
That's a tough road to hoe, man. Living in Loring Park is not that safe at night, I will tell you that.
He used to remind me of that whenever we'd, he always talked about, definitely get good grades, but be street smart above all else.
Oh, well, in his case, he's 100% right. My Uncle Augie was the same situation. It was in Loring Park, and he ended up being thrown off about a 10-story building. So it was not safe for him. You're absolutely right.
Wow.
Well, that's a great story. I'm glad you're upfront about this, because I think, I got to be honest with you, that helps other people. When you and I and, whomever else, I don't know if Tevin and AJ have those kinds of stories, but it does help other people go, hey, man. Like when you start talking about your dad being this, that, and the other thing, I went, maybe mine wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Maybe it's kind of like a lot of people's dad.
Everyone's got something.
Yep.
You try to remember that when I shake my fist out my window in a fit of road rage, I try to remember, that person's either going through something or might have a sawed-off shotgun, so I should probably, not be shaking my fist at them.
I got to ask you a question. We're going to get into sports here, and I don't understand this. I'm not a huge college women's or men's basketball fan. I used to be a big Gopher fan, but they've been so horrible for so long, I'm not a fan. Well, I'm still a fan, but I just don't watch them. Why is everybody going after this? Was it Caitlin Clark? Is that her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is everybody going after her? Yeah, wait till you get on the big leagues with all the big ones. You're not going to be so hot. What are you attacking her for? She set the all-time scoring record.
It is. Yeah. There's a deep psychological dive to be done there, because you've got some of the top current and former WNBA players that are not very welcoming to this idea. And I wonder, this is me speculating here, trying to put myself in the basketball shoes of Diana Taurasi or whoever is sort of saying, you better be careful now, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Well, right. Caitlin Clark just set the all-time college basketball men's or women's career scoring record.
Right.
She generated more business for women's basketball, and I would venture to say for college basketball, period, over the last 2 years. The amount of filled arenas, look at the amount of 10 to 15 million average audience crowd she drew on TV the last couple of years.
Right.
And so I wonder if some of the current and former WNBA players are put off by the idea that she is resurrecting or elevating women's basketball by herself, which, by the way, is true.
It is true.
But I wonder if they're offended by that notion that, wait a second, we've been laying bricks for, 25, 30 years on this thing, and now she's the only one that matters. But yes, she's the reason why people are tuning into some of these games that they otherwise wouldn't have. So
there is no, that includes me, by the way. I would have never watched any of those games if it weren't for her.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Tom, 14 million people tuned in to the Final Four game. We haven't seen the ratings last night for the championship. But it's more people than tuned into any NBA Finals game last year, any World Series game in 20 years. It's so, give her credit. Now, could she be in for a little bit of a rude awakening when she starts playing bigger, faster, stronger WNBA players, 28-year-old grown women? Yes, of course. But isn't that the case for literally every, we don't say this about, go to the NFL draft coming up in 2 weeks, right? We sit here and we put all these college quarterbacks on a pedestal. with a little sprinkling of, well, it's going to be a tough adjustment to the NFL. But it, you don't hear former players being like, oh, good luck when you get here in the NFL. You're going to be, you know,
I know.
Of course you're going to have a hard time transitioning. It's a given.
It is very, very true. There's no question about that. I don't understand why people do that whole situation and everything. There was another big deal. Well, do you think that trans women should be allowed to play it? Yes, I think that. I don't understand why. Look, I'm not a coach and I've never played on a team and across them. They tell me that trans women are much better athletes than your average woman. Is that pretty much because they're so much bigger?
I think it depends. I think it depends on the person, but
yeah, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, all of this stuff keeps coming up. It's like, well, they're already making quite a splash in many, many sports, right? Why would I care about that?
What transgender people playing in college athletics? Is that what you're talking about? Or just Caitlin Clark and anything?
No, because it looks like it's going to happen. I mean, the head coach of South Carolina, who did win the championship, by the way, was talking about that. And she took some criticism for it, got some praise for it. I mean, I don't know anything about that whole situation.
I am wildly undereducated on whether anyone should be able to play any sport across any gender that they want to. So I'm going to put my foot in my mouth if I have an opinion on that. But I will say that we have entered this uncharted territory of, like, here's my problem with it. A reporter asks Don Staley the question about transgender athletes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, right. And my problem with it is it doesn't come from a place of genuine curiosity.
No.
It comes from a place of wanting a gotcha moment on national TV.
That is a great point.
Like, this is a really nuanced topic that Don Staley deserves a chance to maybe, I don't know, go talk to some people behind the scenes. And so the question's asked. She grabs her water bottle, her hand's kind of shaking, and she takes a sip before she answers. You know, it's like, does that need to be leveraged as a gotcha moment at a press conference on national TV? I don't know. It's a nuanced conversation.
I agree. Times have changed. Look, you guys ever watch Murdoch Mysteries? It's a Canadian detective show.
No.
Nope.
Phenomenal show. I think it's 20th season. It's that, but it's been around forever. And what's so funny about that, you would never hear this conversation because the head guy, Murdoch, great show, by the way. It's a really, really good show. But back then, at the very beginning of the show, we've got a suspect, and I need to tell everybody, he's a Negro.
Oh, yeah. God,
I haven't heard that for a while. It's like, my God.
It's jarring. I mean, you go back and watch movies and TV shows. Go back and watch, like, 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and watch, Animal House. Like, just some of these classic movies from the 1970s, 60s, 70s. It is.
Yes.
Woof.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, the reason I even brought it up is it's gotten to the point you just don't hear it. So it's very jarring when you do hear it.
Yeah.
Even though you used to hear it a lot when I was a kid, you know, before your guys' time, but I haven't heard it in so long that when they did say, I was like, whoa, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. I think they've sort of like weeded out. I feel like you don't see old school TV shows and movies very often on like your YouTube TV or your, we've just sort of drawn a line and say, you know what? Culturally, I think we've kind of moved past some of that entertainment now.
Yeah, I would think so. It's probably true. And by the way, there must be a God because this really did happen. So I saw that and they said, oh, the man's a Negro. So Catherine and I are going to run down to the store. I get in the car just to prove that there is a God and that God loves me. We turn on the radio. The only rap song I've ever liked. Well, I didn't mind the first one that came out as good, but "California Love" by Tupac Shakur was on the radio. It's like
that's the only rap song you ever connected with.
I hate rap because it took the place of R&B, but I like that song because it's very positive. I love that guy's very proud of being from California.
Yeah,
you guys got to like that song, don't you?
I'm a big Tupac fan. Yeah, give me some.
Yeah, Tupac was really good. But unfortunately, he took a bullet, didn't he?
Or did he?
Or did he?
it's funny you say that, Phil, because when I was in college, there was I can't remember the exact date. I think it was in 2017. He was allegedly supposed to be coming back from the dead from his whatever island he was on. But I was 100% believer that Tupac was alive.
Elvis, yep. They're all just Marilyn Monroe.
Elvis, yeah.
Yep. They've all just been hanging out with each other the last 25, 30, 40 years.
God, what a great song that is, though. Anyway, so getting back to sports, the Twins game got postponed.
Thank
but I'm glad
God,
we did talk
way.
About that, by the way, with Caitlin Clark and
well,
South Carolina winning a title and that coming up. Just everybody calm down. We'll get there.
Yeah, people do. I would say this. The big headline so far for the Twins is maybe their bats are on the same island as Tupac, Elvis, Marilyn Monroe. So far this season, terrible. So they've only played seven games. So it's a small sample size here, but the Twins are hitting 125 with runners in scoring position so far this year. 125. So here's the, like, Atlanta, for instance, and it's early. The Atlanta Braves are hitting 345 with runners in scoring position. Twins 125. Oh, God. And so Atlanta has 42 runs driven in those situations. The Twins have 16. So that's how you have a 30-run gap between some of these other teams that are off to a hotter start. Yeah.
But we did see it coming because the Twins sat on their ass and did nothing to improve the team, even though they lost, what, three or four really good players?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pitching is more the long-term. I'm not that concerned about the bats long-term. It's a terrible start. I think they're going to score runs. Alex Kirilloff has sort of awakened for the first time healthy. Yeah. People forgot about him. Now, Royce Lewis is going to be out for at least a couple of months, it sounds like.
God, again.
With the quad injury. Yeah, he actually told our executive producer, Declan Goff, in the clubhouse the other day that the Twins have been like not characterizing how bad the injury is. And Royce Lewis just, he met Declan for the first time, and he consumes the Score North Twin Show and Purple Daily. And Royce is like, oh, I know you. I know you from YouTube, right? And Declan's like, yeah, good to meet you. And he asked him, what's the deal with your quad injury? And he said, it's a grade two. It's a grade two.
You can grade have that two, baby.
So it's not severe, but it's not mild. It's probably going to cost him a couple of months before
he
comes.
Do me a favor, though. I need a favor from you because I know you got to go. But I know, Declan, you introduced me to him about a year and a half ago or 14 months ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. Please don't call him an executive producer.
It's all capital letters. Executive producer.
Declan's a good guy, by the way.
Full caps lock.
Very nice guy. All right, pal. Another brilliant report. So you don't see, I'm right there with the Twins at the plate right now. And by the way, the only time Kirilloff didn't hit a triple is when there were men on base.
Right? Exactly. Guy's got 17 triples in the first seven games. All of them with the bases empty, stranded.
It's true.
It's ridiculous. They should just send him next time, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep going, dude. You might as well try and score at this point. You already got to third base.
It's true. There are a couple of guys in that team that do not belong in that team, though. They do not belong in the major leagues. And I won't say who it is. It's too early in the season. But there are a couple of guys, if they're still on that team mid-year, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
They just can't play at a superstar level like that.
There's a couple of pitchers. There's a couple, I would say, position players I'm wondering about, too, that may have been mainstays. But you'll have to find out. We'll tease it for later on this season, which players we think should be booted off.
I like it, Pally. But we will talk to you on Friday, correct?
All right, guys. Absolutely.
Thanks, Phil.
California dreaming. Let's go.
California love. Not California Dreamin'. That was like the Mamas and the Papas, wasn't it? Wasn't California Dreamin' the Mamas and the Papas?
I think that's like a pop song or something like that.
No, that's California Girls by
Katie Perry. That's what I'm thinking.
That's Beach Boys or something?
California Dreamin'. Yeah, the Mamas and the Papas. There you go.
California Dreamin'. It was like that, right? Probably not that good. But
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, not on that level.
Not on that level. We do have to. God, it's great to be back on the show. I really did miss doing the show, by the way. I did a lot of schmoozing with listeners on Facebook and all that stuff, which is, I do enjoy that. It is very, very nice. We shall be right back. Now, this is going to come as a shock to you. Minnesota business owners pay too much in taxes. I know that's shocking news. You don't have to take my word for it either. The Tax Foundation has just released its State Business Tax Climate Index, and Minnesota's near the bottom with the 45th worst tax climate in the U.S., and that might even be popping up to like 47th. Or popping down, I guess, because you're going down here. When you expand or relocate your business to Sioux Falls, you'll be basking in the second best tax climate in the nation. That's just one reason why no matter what size business you own, you can increase your profits in Sioux Falls. You've got the proof at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. In Sioux Falls are safe streets, award-winning schools, short commutes, vibrant growing downtown, and pro-business attitude are all attractive reasons to make your move. And we've got a motivated workforce that's ready to help your business grow. Escape the high taxes of Minnesota by planning your expansion or relocation to Sioux Falls. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What you think of me now, man? My pal Josh Arnold wants me to schmooze with you. Josh's been a friend now for, God, about 14, 15 months. Met him a long time ago. Right at the beginning of the show. That's very cool. When you go to a restaurant, you do expect the chef to be an expert. That's true. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Well, Josh Arnold is an expert, I said an expert, in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, as a matter of fact. Should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week. I pretty much talk to Josh every day, actually. And he understands the market, the economy. He knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions of Josh Arnold and do not constitute investment advice. Thomas Barnard is a paid endorser.
You're listening to the Tom Barnard Podcast.
And now, the lovely and talented Chris Egger, Channel 5's Chris Egger, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. So I want to get your take on this, because you were a basketball player in college, were you not?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. So when the head coach of South Carolina was asked, do you think they should allow trans athletes to be...
No, don't want to get in on this one.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I don't hear you very well.
Oh, you big baby.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. We'll talk about skin color then.
Yeah.
Make you a little uncomfortable, are we?
All right. I'm listening.
No, anyway, what's up? I just do that to annoy Chris. I want everyone to know that.
So she said she can't. What was it?
I'm not going to talk about it. You said you didn't want to talk about it. No. She just said, yes, they should probably be allowed to play in the league.
Which is a provocative stance.
I guess, but she ended up winning the national championship, so I guess she knows what the hell she's talking about in college basketball. But, I mean, the one thing about that is, of course, there's a guy, and I think I'm going to do this. There's a guy a couple of years older than me that just set the new world deadlift record for our age group. I think I might later on today just whip his ass on video and send that to the people at, what is it, Balance of Nature? I think it's a Balance of Nature commercial. Because if that's all you can deadlift, good luck to you. What?
What do you think your deadlift would be right now, Tommy, if you had to?
A lot.
You got them big legs, man.
Well, I got big legs and got very long arms and short legs too, so I don't have to move it as far as other people are concerned.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
One thing I will tell you, because I have such short legs and such long arms, Catherine and I played 9 holes of golf yesterday. I have to grip down to a putter to the shaft. I can't hold on to the handle because my arms are out like this if I do that. I have to go way down.
You don't have a custom club set for yourself for your size?
What I should probably do is get like some little kid's putter, because that I could grip the handle then. That'd be good.
I've never had a pair that actually fit me, so which is probably also part of the reason why I don't golf, because I just look like a, I mean, I'm not that tall. I mean, I'm 6'4", but
six four is pretty tall.
Proportions on a regular set of golf clubs don't work.
Oh God,
very
no.
well.
No, you're right.
That's the reason I'm not good at golf.
That's what it is that extra 2 inches of grip. There's no doubt about it.
It does make a difference, because I've shot with some of these clubs who are made for a tall person before, and it does make a difference. But
I actually, because I didn't know this, but many NBA players like to play golf. And there was a tournament, I can't remember where the hell it was. I think it was out in Coon Rapids, but I'm not sure about that. But there were a bunch of NBA players. I walk in the clubhouse, or not in the clubhouse, I mean I walk up to the clubhouse, and there are all these sets of golf clubs that are like 7 feet tall. I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, sure. You imagine how expensive those are, too, to get me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
How was Disney?
It was absolutely spectacular. It was very crowded. Oh my God, was it crowded. But the kids had such a wonderful time, and we were teasing Sage because last year he was 4 years old, and he got on that, what is it, the something train? It's the mine train or whatever that turns on its side and almost upside down, that one. I will never forget last year. He didn't go on it. He said he wouldn't go on it this year. He went on it last year, but I'll never forget. The first turn, it's like almost ready to flip over, but it didn't quite. And I hear this little voice, Jesus Christ. Where'd he even hear that? Who knows?
Gosh.
Not from Uncle Tom.
No.
I guess it wouldn't be Uncle Tom, it'd be Grandpa Tom.
Grandpa Tom. Pop, pop.
Bop, bop. No question about it. So what's big in the news this morning, Mr. Eggert?
Well, they're going to try to get to the bottom of the situation with the ride share in Minneapolis.
Oh, God.
City Council's going to, I think they're meeting today. The mayor wants them to change their mind and, like, come up with something to keep Uber and Lyft there. And City Council still seems like there might be a little bit of a divide there. But as it stands right now, it still seems like it's set to happen. So I don't know. I keep thinking it's going to just work itself out, but I mean, we're getting, it's May 1st is a deadline. So, I mean, it's tick tock. Well, it's already April 8th. Right. So,
What's the big argument, between Uber, Lyft and taxi drivers?
Well, the city of Minneapolis, the city council members passed an ordinance to try to give equal pay to the drivers, which I think,
oh, I see. Okay.
And it at face value seems like, oh, well, okay. That makes sense. But what the companies don't want to do that because of the pay structure that the city has set up. And it's also very debatable about whether the drivers would actually make more money under this either. There's some who are saying that it was already set up for them to do pretty well under Uber and Lyft. So I don't know. I just, if all these drivers got to go work for a different company, if ultimately they have to start working for a different company, then I don't know, was all the effort and all the rigmarole to get this put into place, was it worth it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking that rhetorically. I guess we'll find out, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole thing just seems that we have so many problems crossing over one another. You kind of wonder, why is there even a problem here?
Well, I think we did an interview with a St. Thomas economics guy over the weekend, and he had an interesting take. He was kind of like, he goes, it's so counterintuitive for like trying to create a city where people want to visit and come and spend their money.
Yeah.
And because first thing they do, if they get off a plane and they try to get a ride somewhere, they can't get on like what is, sort of the gold standard of the rideshare apps. And then they've got to mess around with setting up an app for a different company and all this other thing. And I never really thought about it that way. I mean, that is, I would be irritated if I landed somewhere and like had planned on using Uber or Lyft to get somewhere and that service wasn't available. But
that's such a Minnesota thing. You're all doing it, so we're not doing it.
We're going to do it different and better.
And better. We're going to do it better.
We know more.
I love Minnesota, but we do have that side to us. Like, we're smarter than you are.
There's a little bit of that. There's no doubt about it. Other than that, what? Lifetime's just, everything's become pickleball. Pickleball.
Oh, God,
yes. To heck with the rest of it. They're opening a pickleball-only facility today down in Chan. And that, if you know where that is, if you've been to the main campus right there, it's kind of just south of it along Highway 41 that I think was like a cross sport or CrossFit type setup that they had there before. And then they turned it into all pickleball that opened today. And they're continuing to change a lot of their courts over in their facilities to pickleball. So
my wife,
we'll see if that fad ever ends.
My wife loves to play pickleball.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's tall and thin, so that's probably a huge advantage, isn't it?
Well, supposedly the thing with it is anybody of all, you know, of all abilities can play it pretty easily. And that's why Lifetime sees such a big, you know, opportunity for growth in that segment. Yeah. But
you can't charge the net though. I hate that. I love charging the net.
That's all the fun in it, right?
Exactly. But I guess you're not supposed to ever charge the net, are you?
I've never played. Although yesterday morning, there's like an old something or other that got converted into pickleball courts in like a strip mall type.
Oh, yeah.
It was an old Kmart, actually, back in the day.
This old
Kmart got turned into pickleball. And it was like Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and the place was packed. And I'm like, wow, that must be pretty fun. And then I looked at the menu, and they got food and beer and pickleball. It's like 10 in the morning on a Sunday? Yeah. That sounds all right.
A little brunch, a little pickleball. Let's go.
Yeah, right? I don't know. I'm not mad at them.
This probably wouldn't mean as much to you guys as it does to me, but it's so funny you just bring up Kmart, because looking back when I was teens, 20s, 30s, all the rest of it, where do you want to go, to Kmart or Sears? You ask a kid that now, you go, what the hell are you talking about?
What is
Kmart and Sears?
Isn't that true?
That's unbelievable. Crazy. They just went away.
Kmart was the spot.
Oh, God, yeah. And Sears and all the malls and all that stuff was huge, and it's just gone now.
Love me. This is the old the food counter at the Kmart. Couldn't beat an icy from that food counter.
I will tell you, there's a thing called Hakuna Matata. It's a tour boat you can take down the intercoastal. And you go by this magnificently huge mansion. I mean, this thing is just gigantic and just it looks like, you know, a castle. There's no question about it. You know whose house it is? The former CEO of Sears.
Oh.
So they went under and you didn't.
Somebody got paid. Yeah, those guys who run those companies seem to always find a nice golden parachute to escape in. There's no doubt about that.
No question. All right, Palomino, great to be on with you again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Welcome back. See you guys later.
Thank you, sir. Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. It is time. I can announce this now. Tom Bernard for Livia Weight Control Centers. Now is the time to get a jump on summer. You could lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks, the Livia way. Now, I got to mention this, and I did send out a Facebook posting on this morning. I have known Carol for many, many, many years. I know Dr. Pauly. Matter of fact, Dr. Pauly is my personal doctor, and he works with Livia as well. Beth, just terrific people. When you join, and I'm not just making that up either. I've known these people forever. When you join Livia, you'll receive a personalized, a doctor-recommended program tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle. That part's very important because some people need this, some people need that. They started me off, I'm just kind of be on this diet and see how it goes, and I think it's going to go very, very well, actually. Livia's amazing team of registered dietitians and nutritionists will guide you every step of the way. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. I said 8 weeks free. So here's the deal. I've been waiting to do this for quite some time. We wanted to get it right. Carol, again, who I've known forever. Let's get it right. Get the timing right. You're going to go to Disney World, so let's not start before Disney World. Let's make sure you're covered there. When you get back, we'll kick into program. That's why it's starting today. And as a brand ambassador for Livia, I really appreciated the one-on-one support that I did receive at my Livia Center. Couldn't reach my goal. And by the way, I've already lost like 50 pounds just talking to them about it. I start the program today, or started it this morning, I should say. So I've already lost 50 pounds just talking to them about being on the program. And now that I'm on it, I got to be honest. If it takes me more than 4 or 5 months to get down to 214, I'd be really shocked. I'm at 265 this morning. So it's great. It's going to be wonderful. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com, or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia, by the way, is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or go. You can just call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer. I said the Livia way.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. You know, I've been banking there forever. As a matter of fact, Bilski keeps a sharp eye on me to make sure I don't piss away everything, and he's done a great job with that. You've heard me talk about them for a long time now, as a matter of fact. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers. They do that for me, and they'll do it for you, I'll tell you that. Where you know your banker, they know you. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities, well, that hasn't changed. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? And again, I got to remind you, I know this is very important. Make sure you tell them that Tom sent you, or the Tom Bernard Show sent you, or whatever it is, but you got to tell them that part. Go to nabankco.com, stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Why is it every time I feel relaxed, I have to talk to Bob Sansevier? Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Well, Tom, the good news is the stress of having me on will help you lose weight even faster.
Like, I'll throw up a lot?
Yeah, that too.
Girl, remember there was that diet back in like the 1960s where people vomited to lose weight?
Well, why? It makes sense.
You will lose weight. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, your teeth have turned brown, but...
Yeah, other than that, though. Bob Sansevier Sports is brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury lawyer seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw & Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Sanny, yes, the sir. Twins are not very good.
You know what, Tom? I'm glad you brought that up, because they were so freaking arrogant that they didn't need to bring good pitcher in. Yep. They'll cut the salary. Now Cleveland's, 7-2, and these bums are 3-4. And they don't allow for, well, what happens if we lose our superstar young guy in the first game when he pulls a quad? What happens if our closer happens to go down and it thins out the bullpen a bit? And they did not do anything about replacing Sonny Gray because they're too damn cheap. Sell the team.
By the way, 2 of their 3 wins are against the worst team in baseball, the Kansas City Royals.
Yes.
So they're looking terrible so far.
Well, but wait, Tom.
I love that. But wait.
The Kansas City Royals have a better record than the Minnesota
Twins. I know they do.
At the moment. So who is the worst team in baseball? Now the White Sox might be. There's others.
That's true. Our division sucks.
But, you mean, it's early. However,
well, that's true.
Cleveland is, you know, they were putting a dusting on you. It's if you're a Twins fan, be pissed off that this this ownership has basically, you know, flushed down a chance. They had a chance to get a lot better after last year when they actually won some playoff games, and they seemed content to think they would win the division. How about doing what other teams try to do and win the World Series? Well, that, God, that would be unheard of.
Unheard of. Who would have heard of it?
Sell the team to A-Rod and Mark Lurie. They looking to buy a team.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they're screwed.
They are screwed because there's no way they're going to end up owning the Timberwolves.
Nope. And they, no matter how much they flap their gums, it's not going to make a bit of difference.
No, it's not going to make any difference. But so, I don't know. It's kind of sad because it's Sunday yesterday. We got back from Disney World on Friday night. I sit down to watch the game on Saturday. It was great. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? It's Sunday. I got all my walking in. Everything's done. Turn on the game. Postponed. Sons of bitches.
Isn't it ironic that a day like Sunday would not
see?
Have
sun? Huh? Sunday and no sun, nothing
no
but
sun.
Rain. What like are you to,
now? Are any of you three going to stare at the sun today?
No.
Or the moon during
no.
the eclipse? No.
Nah.
Yeah, me either. I have no interest.
Who cares? It's like, oh, the moon's going to pass in front of the sun. Oh my God.
Well, there are people who do care, and you know, a good friend of mine and your Dave Bialke is in Ennis, Texas, and he said his cousin has a farm a quarter of a mile from the epicenter of where the long, it's going to be like 4 minutes and 21 seconds, I think, which
yes,
is the longest
is.
Where he is for the eclipse. He said there's thousands of people who have flocked down to that town because they want to see, and people from, will be coming down from Dallas to see it. You know, I did order, I've got my 10 pack of those silly glasses because I don't want my, anyone in my family to stare at the sun more than normal and go blind.
It's not even going to be close to an eclipse in Minnesota.
No, and it's not, I mean, because we got the clouds, but still, don't take any chances. I don't really plan on being, I don't care if it happens. When it happens, it might get a little darker. I'll probably be, I'm in the midst of power watching Resident Alien, which actually is a pretty funny show.
It's pretty
good.
Yeah.
Seen it.
Yeah, it is.
Never,
pretty good.
Never had seen it until, you know, the other day when I said, okay, let's check this one out.
Okay, so, let me do it for you. Okay, you see the sun is on me. You see, there's a lot of sun on me.
Yeah. Okay, ooh, wait, I got to shield my eyes.
Let me put it up here. Okay, there, the sun's on my face. Okay, you guys got to pay. You have to pay me $10,000 as I plot. Oh, my God, it's an eclipse.
My eyes.
Okay, oh, the eclipse.
Please explain this to me. You could go blind or do damage to your eyes looking at it, yet the sun is blocked out. What is getting you?
It's,
the moon beams?
That never made sense to me either. It's like a cloud passing over the sun. The sun's not shining on you. I get it, like if you're looking at it and then the moon moves away, not great.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not like the sun gets any brighter or anything like that.
You can't argue with you, man. That's all I have to say.
Well, how many idiots will be screaming, "Ah, I'm blind!
Blind!" And it's your fault. Yeah. Look, I'm not. If that makes you happy, I'm happy for you. It's not my cup of tea, but if you get all excited about, there's a guy they interviewed. I don't know on what network he was on. I don't remember, but he's going to see this one in, I think, New Jersey. Isn't it Passover, New Jersey, at the very end or something?
Passover, everything.
Everything. Then he's going to, I think, Australia in a couple of months, and then he's traveling all over the world to see the eclipse around the world.
Okay, let's say you meet this guy at a party or a bar.
Yeah.
And he tells y'all, who cares? Who are you impressing?
I know, good for you. If that makes you happy, I'm happy for you, right?
My only question would be, so how many frequent flyer points do you get for that?
Right. Right. I'm more interested in the places he went, not the fact that he went there to go see the eclipse.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Did you see, by the way, honest to God, that's... never mind. I'll bring it up later.
Oh,
so what else
is
happening, Bob?
Sure, thanks a lot. Now, I have to not know, because I got some things I got to do after the show, or I'd be glued and riveted.
What
so
do you have to do?
I got to talk to Lammers, and I got to do some, you know, some stuff.
Oh, Bob, I saw one of your Italian cousins yesterday.
But yeah, there's a place called... How many buttons down? Navel? Down to the navel?
Not quite, but we're getting there. Very, very pretty girlfriend, by the way.
Oh, it was a... Okay, I was going to say, the guy, tufts of hair coming out?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Nice guy, though. There's a place called Joseph's. It's a like a grocery store, but they have the best pizza. Honestly, some of the best pizza I've ever had.
At a grocery store?
Yes. It's phenomenal. They have their own pizzeria in the grocery store.
Oh.
So you're sitting there, and I'm waiting for my order to come out. Now, I should mention that the pizza is about 2 feet from one end to the other. It's huge pizza.
Oh, matter of fact, I have to put it in. Triple cheese?
No, single cheese with pepperoni. But this guy walks in, hey, let me ask you a question. And I didn't turn around. He goes, I'm talking to you. I turn around. He goes, I seen you buy this pizza like 3 times now. Every time I come here to get a pizza, you're getting a pizza. We got to start a program. We got to get like a club. He wants me to start a pizza club with him. It's like, settle down. Just a really nice, over-the-top New York Italian guy.
How old is he, roughly? Is he a young guy?
Yeah, he's about 40, probably. Maybe not even that old. He might be like 35.
Let me give you some advice. Don't say no.
Yeah, don't. That's true. It's a good point. He was very excited to be picking up his pizza. I will tell you that.
So you say two? Is it round or is it square at 2 feet?
It can be both. You can have round or square. They do grandma's upside down pizza where the crust is on the top, which I don't understand how the hell that works. But
I'd give it a go. But yeah, see, if the only square or rectangular pizza should be deep dish. You never make a square, you know, flat pizza. Or hand tossed. You can't toss a square pizza.
I know exactly what you're saying, Bob, but pizza still is one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave to people.
So give me the name of this joint again.
Joseph's.
Joseph's. That's the store. That's the food store.
Yeah.
Or that's the name of the, what's the name of the pizza place?
It's Joseph's Pizza.
Just part of that. Yeah,
it is. It's part of the, it's phenomenal. Some of the best pizza I've ever had.
Well, I'm impressed.
And by each piece is about this big. I'm not kidding you. The pieces of pizza are gigantic.
Do they have
them over like 3 times?
There's a place here. Do they have a pizza eating contest?
They haven't had one yet, but this guy wants him to have one. And he wants me to be there too. But yeah, it's all one of your Italian cousins, man. He was in a great
mood. Why don't you break a pie with him? Why don't we order a couple of pies and we'll break the bread and the cheese?
We'll get it done. We'll get it done, Sandy.
I think you should look at. Hey, did you watch either of you, any of you? Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Great
ending. It was phenomenal.
I'm watching it tonight. WrestleMania was on last night, Bob. Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, then. You could have paid that. Jesus, AJ, you could have recorded that.
Oh, well, then. WrestleMania. He's got to watch WrestleMania, man.
I had to watch Cody finish the story.
Let me just, I'm not ruining it, but it was a poke in the eye to everybody who ripped Seinfeld and Larry David for the ending of Seinfeld.
Ooh. Oh, that was a terrible ending. That was a terrible ending, no question about it. But I will tell you this, you know why I didn't watch the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Why?
Because I had to spend some time with both Larry David and the other guy, what's his name?
Seinfeld?
Jerry?
Not pleasant people, I will tell you that.
Because they're so
incredibly arrogant.
But there's so much dysfunction between the two of them.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They're
which is
odd,
funny.
Man.
That part is funny.
J.B. Smoove, it's worth watching this season for him alone.
That's true. I did like him on that show a lot. And I also like
he starts riffing. Oh, my God, he's great.
When the little 12, 13-year-old girls came knocking on the door to trick-or-treat at Larry David's house several years ago, and he didn't have any treats to give them, he gets in his car in the garage, backs her out of the garage, puts down the garage door, and it says, bald asshole.
Okay, those girls make an appearance in the final episode.
Do they really?
Yep, you'll see.
Oh, good move. That's very smart.
I think they went longer. It went almost an hour. It was worth it, though.
Very, very smart of them to do that. There's no question.
All right.
All right, Bob, you got any closing words?
Don't go blind.
I will try not to.
Whether you look at the eclipse, you do that other thing that your mother said will make you blind.
Your mother. All right, Pally, we'll talk to you on Friday.
I live for that. We'll see.
Thanks, Sandy. Bob Sands for your sports brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyers seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Hi, guys. It's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there were so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. You get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code TOM.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
I like that when it does that. You know what I mean? So what are the big headlines? For some reason, my desktop will not... It says it's not connected to the internet, so I don't know, being gone for a week. Whenever the cleaners come, they unplug things accidentally with the little vacuum or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I was going to look and see what's on the news, but I didn't realize I didn't have the internet on the laptop. So anything big going on in the news I should know about?
Nothing that really caught my attention. There's like... You know, a guy in South Africa that ran the length of Africa and dodged lions and getting lost in the jungle. But he raised almost $1 million for various charities. So that was pretty cool. The Diddy, which I'm sure we'll talk with Kristen, the Diddy thing, it just keeps snowballing into a whole now network. Morgan Wallen threw a chair off of a bar and almost hit some police officers and got to spend a night in jail.
Yeah. And why did he do that?
Because, I mean, how much time did he got?
Yeah.
He's dumb. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't say in the story, but I would assume that there was a little alcohol involved at throwing this chair off the roof.
Well, it's so amazing because back when I used to drink, you know, I quit drinking like 12, 13 years ago, but I was so even keel when I drank. I just don't get it.
No, you just, you know, going to stab a couple people. But other than that, you know.
How do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, that I think that's my favorite story is when you were, because you were at a like steakhouse, correct? And Catherine was like, you know what? Maybe we'll keep the steak knives over there and you should probably call it quits.
Well, that might be it. That's a possibility. I can be a little edgy at times, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
I guess. You're not supposed to agree with me. You go, no, what do you
know.
Mean?
I mean, hold on.
Rewind.
Take two.
And scene.
Ask that again.
Take two. Here we go. I just got a text message. "Hey, Tom, I know the world's really difficult for you to comprehend, but you could check the news on your phone." Shut up and don't ever call me again. That's all I have to say. So what, you know what I'm doing? I'm checking the news on my phone.
Well, I've got a quick story here for you.
Love it.
Maybe pulling it up. Are you expecting to drive anywhere today, Tom? Are you going out on the road at all?
No.
Okay, well, good for you. Unfortunately for me, and I don't know about Tevin, I do have to be out on the road. And CNN is reporting that the last time in 2017 when there was an eclipse happening, 31% more car crashes than average. So if you're out on the road today when this eclipse is going on, watch out, because people are going to be oogling and ogling at this eclipse, blinding themselves. And they're expecting just more people, more than likely, on the road to, like, go view the eclipse rather than actually, like, it's causing it for some weird, mysterious reason. But, you know, it's a statistic nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me, the headline in the Star Tribune this morning, clouds likely to shroud, you guys already brought this up on the show, clouds likely to shroud eclipse viewing for Minnesotans, so you're not going to be able to see the eclipse anyway because of the cloudiness.
Hey, that's fine with me. I planned on being inside most of the day anyways.
Take a little nap. You had no interest. Yeah, I guess. I don't understand this one. Minnesotans traveling to see Monday's solar eclipse hope to catch cosmic dance. What the hell's that?
Cosmic dance. It sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds good. That's very, very true.
Sounds like a nice cocktail. I'll take one cosmic dance, please.
The first five stories in the Star Tribune are all about the eclipse.
Must be a slow news day.
Yeah. And I thought that isn't the eclipse or what's there's a lot of things that are like, oh, it only happens once in a lifetime. And I always thought the eclipse was one of those things, but now I feel like it happens, once every other year. Like, there's always an eclipse going on.
Always an eclipse. I think the next one is not, in America, is not for another, 20 years or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I think that's, or 15, 20 years, something like that. I don't know. Once again, I side with you guys. It's going to be an eclipse. Glad to hear it. Who cares? I don't care about that.
Are there any, solar, events that you would like to see? Like, for me, I would think it would be cool to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, the Northern Lights are beautiful. Up in Alaska, you mean going all the way up?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Pretty spectacular.
I remember I was a kid one time, and it was I don't know why it happened. It was like some weird, the weather made it so that it was amplified. But I remember just going out in my front yard at, it was 2 a.m. My parents woke me up, and they were just so vibrant and, right over top, and you could see the Northern Lights, and it was super cool to see. So I definitely recommend that if there's a chance that you can peek it at some point in your life.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah, there are things like that.
Yeah.
The thing I never used to like to peek is New Year's Eve when guys would go outside and shoot guns into the air. Because I said, "Mom, don't those bullets have to come back down at a pretty high rate of speed?"
Yeah. Did you grow up in Wisconsin or were you in Wisconsin for New Year's Eve? Because that sounds very familiar.
So you went through it yourself, did you?
Oh, well, I mean, I grew up right next to a gun range, and so you just heard gunshots all the time. People going out and would just hunt at random points in the day. So, growing up, you'd hear gunshots and not really flinch. And now you're you hear gunshots living in downtown Minneapolis or various parts of Minnesota. Yeah. You're different activities going on.
Yeah, different. That's a good way to put it. Well, it's just different activities. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, that's so funny, though, that you and I had the same experience as a kid hearing the gun play on New Year's Eve. But it wasn't shooting each other. They were shooting up in the air.
Yeah.
But those bullets do have to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's probably a pretty small, depending on the population size where you're doing it. But you hear stories about it all the time where, somebody fires a bullet and it comes through the roof of a house and hits somebody or kills somebody. So don't shoot guns up in the air.
No, don't do that. It's not a good plan. But what the hell? I guess you got to have fun sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
I feel like there's other ways to have fun.
Yeah.
safer ways to have some fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've owned guns. I still own guns, as a matter of fact. The handguns. I don't own any rifle. I should get a rifle. Maybe I should get a 50 cal. What do you say?
We just took two massive steps there.
I was like, oh, he's going to get a .306, a hunting rifle. Nope, let's straight to the top of the mountain. Go big or go home.
What were those guys' names from Grantland? Is it Grantland, Wisconsin, up there, kind of by I-70? Is it Grantsburg?
There's a Grantsburg.
Grantsburg, that's what it is. That's okay. What the hell are those guys' names? They used to come to all the KQ Morning Show appearances in Vegas. Just really good guys. But one of them owned a 50-caliber cannon.
Jeez.
And he would shoot it off in northern Wisconsin.
Really quick, for me, somebody who, like, I have no problem with guns. I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm an enthusiast. Right. When you say a cannon, are you using that as, like, a term for how big it was? Or, like, a literal, that, like a pirate cannon?
No, it's just, like, a massive, okay. like, essentially, it's 50 cal is, like, a sniper rifle is what they're most yep. popular okay. for. Yeah. But they also, and, like, the bullets are huge. And gotcha. They will have, okay. like, 50 they caliber are. Machine guns. I think those are the ones that usually get mounted on, like, the top of a truck.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
50 cal, man. It's got to be a pretty big barrel to get that bullet out. I will tell you that, man. It's, yeah, I don't know. I was around guns a lot as a mm-hmm. kid, and I still own handguns and all that stuff. And, you know, I like going out shooting once in a while. That's still, matter of fact, I have to requalify. My qualification time ran out, so I have to go requalify. So I, the consent to carry deal and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So you got to be tested for that. Most people, a lot of people do not know that. In order to carry a handgun, a concealed weapon, I guess is the way they put it, you do have to be tested for that, but a lot of people don't ever go through that, oh, which yeah. is not good.
Yeah, which, and I mean, the test is pretty easy from what I've,
absolutely.
From what I've heard. It's not like it's very extensive. But yeah.
Should you point this at people casually? No? Okay, you passed. Yep.
No. Well, what Tevin's talking about was when you go out to the range, okay, your target is that bale of hay out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm 4 feet from the bale of hay. How am I going to miss it?
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. It's like pretty hard to miss those targets.
Yeah.
I got to be very honest with you.
But. Yeah. In Wisconsin, most people will just target shoot in their front yard. Especially if you're out in the country, it's like hearing gunshots. It was, and like fireworks yep. was the same thing because the stores were open year round. So if it was somebody's birthday, fireworks, sure, why not? Like, let's go.
Why can't we just have some fun? That's all I've got to say. All right, we'll take that break. We'll be right back. Kristen Burt. Now, what do you think she's going to talk about today?
My guess is she'll be the Diddy story. There's been like numerous people that have been added now to the allegations.
Really?
Where it sounds almost like a network was going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's also probably going to pester us about if any of us watch Scoop, the new.
Oh, and I did watch it.
You did watch yep, thank God, because I did good. Not.
That, and she did her taxes over the weekend, so maybe there's some steamy tax information that she's going to pass along.
I did too. So we're in the same boat there.
Remember, a great comedian, Alan King, he's no longer with us. He used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do people complain so much about taxes? I mean, it's just not that hard. You pick up the form, you look at it. How much money did you make? Send it in. So we get all of your money. That's just how it is. Minnesota's one of those states where you pretty much, if you make any money, you better send it in.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. We shall take that break and be right back in a couple minutes. The lovely and talented Kristen Burt will join us right after this.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game.
I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And now we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen Burt has a full schedule, ladies and gentlemen, of things to talk about, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Always correct.
Oh, it's always correct that you always correct.
There's always something going on in Hollywood.
You're prepared, though, is what you're saying.
Yes. I always have a list for you, just in case.
You do. That's true. Where shall we start, sister?
Well, I'd love to know, because we talked a lot about this on Friday. Welcome back, Tom, by the way.
Hey, nice to be here.
About Netflix's Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about it. Tim Lammers talked about it. Wondering if anyone watched it.
I did watch it. It was incredible. All of the actors looked exact, like Jeffrey Epstein was definitely in the show. Like the actor looked exactly like him. And it really, like seeing just the complete chaos of that was that interview. Like he doesn't sweat apparently. It was hilarious and like shocking all at the same time. I loved it. Would highly recommend.
It's called Scoop.
Yep.
Scoop. And it's based on the 2019 BBC interview that was done with Prince Andrew that essentially exiled him from public life.
Right, right.
And excellent acting. Rufus Sewell plays Prince Andrew. And Rufus Sewell's a good-looking guy. He had to do 4 hours of makeup a day to look like Prince Andrew. And Gillian Anderson plays Emily Maitlis, who is the BBC reporter doing the actual interview. But it's kind of taken from the perspective of the BBC producer who was able to book this particular interview. And the one detail, AJ, did you see it? I don't want to spoil it.
No, I had a busy weekend, so I wasn't able to check it out. I was going to check it out this week.
There's one detail about Prince Andrew's collection of teddy bears that is actually true and got to mention, but he has a collection of teddy bears that lay on his bed and in his bedroom, and they have to be in a particular order, so much so that the housekeeping staff actually takes photos because if they're misplaced, allegedly he has a fit.
How old is he?
He's in his 60s.
And he's worried about where his teddy bears are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he referred to the queen in the show as mummy the whole time, which was really uncomfortable to listen to a 60-year-old man go ask mummy what she thinks.
Prince Andrew was considered Queen Elizabeth's favorite son, too, ooh, by the way. And so when all of this, you know, when the ish hit the fan with this, it almost like pained her to have to like take away like some of his patronages and his military titles. And it took a long time to get there. And then when he later went on to have a sexual abuse civil case in New York City by Virginia Guffrey, who was one of Jeffrey Epstein's survivors. And he settled the suit. He didn't claim any sort of guilt. He said he never did it, but it was King Charles and Queen Elizabeth who paid off that civil suit, allegedly supposed to be around like $16 million.
Oh, man. I have a question for everybody, the listeners, and the three of you as well. And I've never understood this, and Jeffrey Epstein's a perfect example of it. So is Prince Philip. So are a lot of other people. I don't understand when a guy gets very, very wealthy, why they always get sexually so screwed up. What is that? Because you're a billionaire now, it changes the way you look at sex. Or are people who are just nuts about sex driven to make a lot of money? Is it the other way around?
I think people who are obsessed with gaining power often have issues with sex. And if they do have that drive to earn a lot of money, it becomes that perfect storm, I think, of sex, money, power, access. Yeah. And I mean, we're seeing it play out in real time, I think, with Sean Diddy Combs as well.
Yeah. Yep. I just tried to picture me with trying to influence Catherine with how sexual I am. She would laugh in my face. Okay, now let's go take a nap. Seriously, it's like, what? And then, of course, we're going to and I don't believe that he killed himself. By the Jeffrey Epstein, there's no way he killed himself. No way.
No, and I said this last week because I interviewed Sam McAllister, who is the actual BBC producer who's portrayed in the movie. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking about Jeffrey Epstein, she was very careful in her wording. She didn't say that he died by suicide. You know, she was just like referring to his death. And I was like, yeah, she believes in the conspiracy, but she can't really say it because she's from the BBC.
So there's no way that he can kill himself.
I think there are too many coincidences. You know, the cameras were broken. There was no bailiffs in sight. What did I? Corrections officers. Correction, I can never remember that word. I did that last time, Kevin. They're just, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but for this one, I'm like, come on.
They made it too obvious.
Yeah, that's probably true. Speaking of too obvious, I don't know of any of my friends when I was a kid that was a sexual weirdo about that. Or is that something that they hide from their friends?
Yeah. I think it gets hidden a lot. And I think it gets hidden sometimes from their spouses. How many times have we seen someone who's like a serial killer and they're married and they have kids and the wife had no clue any of this is going on?
That's true. Man, that's scary. This guy goes out bumping off people and he comes home and hops in the sack with you. That's got to be comfortable.
Well, think of the trauma you go through thinking, every night you're laying in bed with a serial killer or someone who's a predator. And you had no idea.
Yeah. No
the
question.
The therapy
about
you
it.
Need.
The BTK guy, he was like, his wife had no clue that was him, did she?
And then you also have to, in the age of social media, you have to deal with the entire like Greek chorus of people saying, how did you not know? Of course you knew. You didn't say anything. And legitimately, I think a lot of these people didn't know. And maybe there were clues. And sometimes women start to push aside their intuition and things like that. If someone's cheating on you, you're like, oh, no, you downplay it when your intuition's telling you all the time. But like, did you actually have the facts in front of you?
Yeah.
No. So
I also don't understand those guys. Look, lady, it's my wiener. Who cares? I mean, they're that different, are they?
I don't even know how to answer that.
I mean, it's like,
you see one, you see them all, am I right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You wander around with your schwanz hanging out. Well, close enough. Close enough. I don't know. What do you, I don't know. I guess I just didn't live that. I don't understand that whole obsession with sex. Look, I like having sex as much as the next guy, but I don't get obsessed over it. What causes the obsession?
Well, I think when you get money and then you have, you're not working. Yep. And so you have nothing but time on your hands. So you're going to find yourself getting into a lot more trouble. And then if you're already somebody that's power hungry, as Kristen was saying, that has a big, a big plate, a big part to deal with it as well.
And that's why people like a prince and, you know, a billionaire, that's those are the guys who get like this, correct?
Well, and there are so many people who are allegedly part of Jeffrey Epstein's web. I mean, we've seen the names, and there's politicians. There's other Alan Dershowitz was a close associate of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yep.
And, you know, they've all been very fortunate enough to get away with whatever, even just the association. They've been able to shake it off and continue forward. So, and even Prince Andrew, listen, even if he doesn't have his military titles and he can't call himself His Royal Highness, he's still living behind palace walls and he's still living a very fancy life.
Yes, it's true.
There's no punishment in the end.
I would hate it if people called me Your Highness.
Your Royal Highness.
Leave, you Royal Highness. Get away from me. Leave me alone. Highness. Okay. Whatever. But I guess they love their what's that called again? The royal family, I guess, or whatever. Royal family.
I don't know. I mean, I think now, just with everything that's happened since Queen Elizabeth's passing, I feel like we're watching, we're not seeing that same respect for the royal family. Yeah. We're and they're going through lots of struggles. They can't find their footing. Obviously, you have health crises right now going on with King Charles and Kate Middleton, and we'll see how this all shakes out. I mean, they'll always still be there, but I don't think they have the same reverence that they even had 2-3 years ago.
I probably have the wrong country, but it's somewhere up near there. Like the Queen of Iceland. I don't know if it's Iceland, but I think it is. But she does, whenever she has to be the Queen of Iceland, she puts on a hat, which I think is hilarious.
Like a big fuzzy hat?
Yeah, kind of like a big hat with a little feather out of it. But other, she doesn't wear it unless she's the Queen of I think it's Iceland, but I'm not sure. You know, that whole deal, it's like, whatever, right?
It's very weird. I had to cover the coronation. I was up at the, 2 a.m. covering it. It's very weird as an American to, like, watch all of these, like, symbolic, like, here's the scepter that every, monarch holds.
Right.
And then we have to do the orb and, like, three circles. I mean, it's very strange to watch. It's cool in some ways. And the other way, you're like, why are we doing this in 2024? Like, just be the king. You're good.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you're a figurehead. You don't have any. They don't have any power, do they?
Because they're not supposed to get involved in politics. They do, but they're not really supposed to. And I think that King Charles's coronation will be the last like large scale one we will see when Prince William becomes king, which I think might be sooner versus later. I think it's going to be a much more subdued ceremony.
Because he's sick, isn't he?
He is. He's got cancer. Yeah, we don't know what kind or what stage he's in. Kate Middleton is also ill as well. So, and yeah, she's the future ill, queen.
Yeah. That's too bad because she seems like a very decent person.
It just seems like a really stressful time for all of them. So just wishing them well, because health is everything, as we know.
We do know that. No question about it. Anything new going on in Hollywood we should know about?
Well, this one's kind of interesting, and Tevin might be interested in this because we talked a lot about Suits and how it wound up on Netflix and became the big, I know, you're going to be the Suits guy, but I have something else. They're predicting that White Collar, which was also a USA show,
love that show,
now on Netflix, is going to be the next Suits for 2024 with Matt Bomer.
Oh, I thought you were about to say like they're rebooting or something. White Collar, great show. If you love,
it is a great show.
If you love TV that's not like great TV, but solid, it's a good show. Like, it's not like your Sons of Anarchy or anything like that, but it's highly fascinating. Tiffany Thiessen is in that show. Love her in there. Yeah, it's awesome.
Great cast. 6 seasons in total. And for people that aren't familiar with it, he plays a white-collar criminal who now assists the FBI with white-collar crimes. But because it's already starting to spark on Netflix, they're already talking about a reboot, so you knew that was going to come up in conversation. But Matt Bomer is, to me, he should be an even bigger star than he is. I think he is excellent in everything he does.
Well, but the problem with him is he's kind of homely.
And then Tom gets off the screen.
I got kicked off. How did that
happen?
Who kicked
him off? AJ, did you kick him off?
I just got kicked off. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
We can still hear you. But, oh my God, the timing of that was perfect. You literally got, it was like, he's kind of homely, blank.
Boom.
That was Matt Bomer's PR team doing that.
Fucking Matt Bomer. Okay, what do I have to, it says block element. What do I have?
On the bottom, like little task bar, it should say start or stop cam next to the settings wheel. That should get you back up.
It says inspect. Well, I don't want to go through this. There's only a couple minutes left because I don't want to burn up your time. There's only 1 minute left.
Matt Bomer's team was like, that's it.
Oh, yeah, Bernard. What do you think of? Take this home with you.
Yeah, Matt Bomer's very handsome, in case anyone does not know. Just go and Google him. It is worth your time to look.
He is a very, very handsome guy. There's no question about it. All right, well, I better call in I was going to say the rug doctor, but it wouldn't be the rug doctor. It would be the screen doctor. Catherine knows this stuff. She's good at this. Yeah. How the hell did I get kicked off the screen? That is weird.
I don't know, but the timing was brilliant.
The timing was brilliant.
The timing was brilliant, Tom. It really was. You couldn't have timed it any better, of course. And happy eclipse day to everyone. Is anyone watching the eclipse?
No.
No.
Oh, I have my glasses already, and we're going to get a partial one out here. Am I the only nerd? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
I'm the one that did go to Joshua Tree last fall to go see the eclipse out here in California.
Oh, my God. Get a life.
I'm doing very wholesome things. Aren't you happy about that?
Well, it's just what I'm doing. I'm very wholesome. Have you ever noticed that?
You were at Disney. That's wholesome.
Yeah, that's very wholesome. You're absolutely right. Had a great time, too.
Yeah. And I'm going to see Civil War tonight, so I'll give you guys the inside scoop tomorrow. That's the new Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons movie. Oh, good. So. And Tevin will be happy to know that I'm back going out because all weekend, he's like, what do you do on weekends? I'm like, taxes. That's what I'm doing this weekend. I go out like Sunday through Thursday. So
beautiful.
Yeah. There it is. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kristen Bird, thank you, young lady. Next time you'll be able to see me when you come on tomorrow, I think.
I can't wait.
I'm not sure. Yeah, that sounded very, very real. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye, Tom.